Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Odyssey by Homer, narrated by Norman Dietz. This recording is copyrighted 1989 by Recorded Books. And now, The Odyssey.
Part 1. The Homeward Voyage. Book 1. The Council of the Gods and the Summons to Telemachus. Tell of the storm-tossed man, O Muse, who wandered long after he sacked the sacred citadel of Troy. Many the men whose towns he saw, whose ways he proved, and many a pang he bore in his own breast at sea, while struggling for his life and his men's safe return. Yet even so, despite his zeal, he did not save his men, for through their own perversity they perished, having recklessly devoured the kine of the exalted sun, who therefore took away the day of their return. Of this, O goddess, daughter of Zeus, speak as thou wilt to us. Now all the others who were saved from utter ruin were at home, safe both from war and sea. Him only, longing for his home and wife, the potent nymph Calypso, a heavenly goddess, held in her hollow grotto, desiring him to be her husband. Nay, when the time had come in the revolving years at which the gods ordained his going home to Ithaca, even then, among his kin, he was not freed from trouble. Yet the gods felt compassion, all save Poseidon, who steadily strove with godlike Odysseus till he reached his land. But Poseidon now was with the far-off Ethiopians, remotest of mankind, who formed two tribes, one at the setting of the Exalted One, one at his rising, awaiting there a sacrifice of bulls and rams. So, sitting at the feast, he took his pleasure. The other gods, meanwhile, were gathered in the halls of Zeus upon Olympus, when thus began the father of men and gods. For in his mind he mused of gallant Aegisthus, whom Agamemnon's far-famed son Orestes slew. Mindful of him, he thus addressed the immortals. Lo, how men blame the gods! From us, they say, comes evil. But through their own perversity, and more than is their due, they meet with sorrow, even as now Aegisthus, pressing beyond his due, married the lawful wife of the son of Atreus, and slew her husband on his coming home. Yet he well knew his own impending ruin, for we ourselves forewarned him, dispatching Hermes, our clear-sighted speedy-comer, and told him not to slay the man nor woo the wife. For vengeance follows from Orestes, son of Atreus, when he comes of age and longs for his own land. This Hermes said. But though he sought Aegisthus good, he did not change his purpose. And now Aegisthus makes atonement for it all.